Test prep. Did your blood pressure just spike? I know state testing can be a source of anxiety, not only for students, but for teachers as well. That's why I have invited my friend Anna Marie Kretzi onto the podcast to talk all about her test prep process and strategy. And I'm telling you right now, you are not going to want to miss this conversation. Anna Marie is full of fun ideas and tips for getting your students ready for the big test. Get ready to take some notes. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi, I'm Dana Rodebush, former fifth grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. Hello, hello. I am excited to welcome today's guest, Anna Marie Kretzi. Anna Marie is a former fourth and fifth grade math teacher of 20 years and the teacher author behind Kretzi Creations. She is the host of the weekly podcast, Elementary Math Chat, where she shares tips and ideas for whole group instruction, small group activities, and classroom management. Her goal is to share what she's learned as a veteran teacher to inspire and encourage teachers every step of the way. She was awarded Teacher of the Year in 2016 and has always had a passion for creating and sharing resources, as well as collaborating with others. Let's welcome her to the show. Anna Marie, welcome to the show. Please tell my audience a little bit about you and how you serve the education community.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today. I'm Anna Marie Kretzi. Let me start with my last name because I know it's a little bit tricky. It's spelled K-R-E-J-C-I, and it rhymes with Betsy, so that usually helps people. And I'm originally from Indiana. Go Hoosiers. In Indiana, I taught 10 years of fifth grade math, and then I met my wonderful husband and moved to Tennessee, and that's where I taught fourth grade math for 10 years. And it was about, I think, my second year of living in Tennessee that I opened up my TPT store. And it's funny because it was actually my mom who recommended that I open a TPT store because, you know, she's like, Anna Marie, you're making all these resources for your classroom. You should put them online and try to sell them and help other teachers. So I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. And from the start, I realized how much I loved creating resources for others. I had always been someone who liked to collaborate and share ideas, but this was a way I could share my ideas with so many people beyond just my school. And so it was 2022 when I decided to leave the classroom and pursue TPT full-time. And that was not an easy decision to make. But once I made that decision, I made a promise to myself that I wanted to help teachers as much as possible beyond just my TPT store. So that was the reason behind me starting Elementary Math Chat. And that's where I am now.
I love that. That is so cool. So you know, we kind of have the same story of getting started with TPT. I started way back in probably 2013, left the classroom a couple of years ago. I think I've been out of the classroom a little bit longer than you have, but and really just trying to reach more teachers, you know, and students in that way. So I think that's really cool. So I know that the majority of state testing happens towards the end of April. But when did you first begin preparing for testing and what did that look like?
Well, you know, this episode's going to air at the beginning of April, and that's kind of right when I started. But, you know, a couple weeks before we got into like our big week of test prep, I gave a mock test, like kind of like a test simulation day, because I wanted them to know, what's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like? How much time am I going to have? What am I going to have on my desk and my table? Fourth graders, you know, they've taken it before, but this is especially important with third grade. They're going to have so many questions and so many nerves. So a couple weeks before, we did a mock test prep day and, you know, I wrote the start time and stop time on the board. That's really important because I think time is a stressor for them. They're not used to being timed on a test. And so, I'll tell you this real quick story. My first year of teaching fourth grade, I was not prepared for how much time they would have either. And I had seven students not finish the first portion. And of course, you can't say anything in that moment, but like I saw their panic and I started panicking. So I knew that, and that was before I did a test simulation day. So I knew from then on, I have to have a simulation day and get out all the jitters and have that happen before the actual day. So, but before we did that, we kind of went through like the do's and don'ts of testing, mostly the don'ts, like you can't get up during the test. You can't talk to your neighbor. You can't hum. I don't know if you ever had the problem with humming, but that was a big thing. And, you know, sometimes you just have to like pick your battles and overlook those things on a normal day, but you cannot do that during a test. And then we also went through, you know, the what ifs. What if my pencil breaks? What if I need a tissue? And, you know, they have their own what if questions, the endless what if questions. So we get it all out on that day. I never really taught a lesson on that day. It was just answer all your questions, go through the do's and don'ts, and let's just do kind of a mock test day. So that's where I started. And then, you know, my real test prep week happened the week before testing.
I love the way that you did a simulation test day. That I think that sounds so beneficial, for especially for the younger kids. So I spent all my time in fifth grade. So by that point, they were pretty familiar. They'd been taking it, you know, taking the test since third grade. They were pretty familiar. So I didn't feel like I really had to do that. But I love how you did that. Just even in your own classroom, how things might be a little run a little bit differently, you know, than their third or their fourth grade teacher, however, you know, wherever they're at. But I love that. I think that that is really, really beneficial. So, when did you begin your test prep week? And then how did you decide what to focus on for your whole group instruction?
Well, typically I always had a week for this. We did it the week before testing, so it was fresh in their mind. Sometimes I had more. It really depended on how many snow days that we had used. I think my last year in the classroom, we actually had 2 weeks, which was amazing. So what I did was that mock test, I had them put their scores in an online form and it itemized all the data and scored it for me. So I took like the top 6 to 8 skills that the majority of the people were missing. You know, 50% or more missed this question. We've got to review this. So those became my whole group lessons. And because I wasn't fully reteaching these lessons, I was able to take, you know, probably 2 a day and review them. So that's kind of what we did on Monday through Thursday. We had a little mini lesson on those topics. And then on the Fridays when we did a glow day, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, but that reviewed kind of everything. That was like our celebration culmination of a really hard working week. So I really referred to the data to determine, you know, what am I going to teach on those first 4 days? Honestly, though, after a few years, I didn't have to rely on the data so much because I kind of knew these are the things they're going to struggle with, like interpreting remainders. That's going to be needed to review, or we're going to need to review that one. Multiplicative comparisons, long division, line plots. Like I kind of knew what they were going to struggle with. That was nice because then I could just use the same lessons over and over and just add to them and tweak them. And again, on the 5th day, we had a glow day games that reviewed a lot of different skills. So I was able to review a lot through that week in my whole group lessons.
Awesome. So, what about those topics that only a handful of students struggled with on your practice test? How did you review those skills?
Well, I did that in two different ways. First, those became my small group lessons. So if, you know, 5 or 6 people missed a question and they needed to review that, that would be my small group activity. And again, these were short reviews, so I was able to get in one or two groups per day to cover those topics. And I kept it pretty simple. I had their test prep booklet with me. And I should mention, this practice test was something that our district gave us. And it was the same one we used every year. It had a booklet, it had the bubble sheet like they would be doing. So I brought that to my table. We went over the question that they missed. We talked about why they missed it, which is really important. You know, a lot of times they all make the same common mistake where they fell for the distractor. So we went over those things and then practiced a little bit more with maybe a set of task cards, or I would write problems on the board, just make it a quick review. Now, I actually was lucky. I had some flexibility within my RTI time. And so that's when I met with them. And also the week before, I took out my science block and I used that for extra math review. Science just doesn't take as long to review, and math is so much more important. And so I was able to use that flexibility of RTI time and science to pull those groups. And then second, I included those skills that not everybody needed to review, but were good to review. I included those on their choice board, their test prep choice board. So through my whole group lessons, through small groups, through choice boards, we were able to get a really good review in.
Oh, that sounds fun. Tell me more about the test prep choice board. What did that look like?
Well, my kids were used to choice boards, and test prep time I think can feel very stressful. So I wanted to keep things as normal as possible. I didn't want to do too many practice tests and make it too rigorous. I wanted to make it fun. So I took this idea and I called it a teamwork activity board. That's an acronym, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I thought, we're working as a team to prepare. So we called it a teamwork activity board, and it's just a simple 4x4 grid, and the team letters are at the top. I know a lot of teachers do the MATH and they rotate through different activities. So it's like the same idea. And they rotated through these stations. Even though there are four letters, there's only three stations that they rotate through. So the T stands for teacher check. And this is where I would just go around, and if I saw them, if they were working independently or working with a partner, if they were really trying hard and staying on task and putting forth the effort that I expected, I gave them a little check. And there's four checks that they can earn. And that's just a motivator for them to keep going when things get tough, because it is a, I mean, it's going to be a tough week. We're reviewing a lot of different skills. And so that was their reward and their motivator to keep going. And then E stood for electronics, and that's where they were at their computer. I always assigned boom cards. I think those are perfect for review because they're self-checking, they're fun for them. And so they worked through, they had four different sets of boom cards to choose from. And then A was at your seat. So this is independent work. And these were all worksheets with all word problems because that is what we need to review before testing. And so things like, area and perimeter, multiplicative comparisons, those things we all needed to review were on those worksheets. And then M was math with a partner. So this is where they were working together around the room. And these partner worksheets had two columns, like partner A, partner B. They would do their side, their partner would do their side, and then they would check each other's work. And again, those were things they all needed to review, rounding, place value. So that was another way to review those skills that they struggled with on the test. And every day they would rotate to a new letter. So if Monday they were at the electronics, they would get as much done as they could on that column. Then Tuesday they'd be at the at their seat, and then Wednesday they'd move to math with a partner. Thursday was always a makeup day, so if they didn't finish anything from the day or from the week, they would work on that, and then again Friday was the glow day. Now, I do have a free and editable teamwork stations template available for the listeners, and so you can make this your own. You can use the activity that I have typed up in here, especially if you're a fourth grade teacher. But anybody can use this. It's editable, so you can put in your own activities, and that will be linked in the show notes for you.
Absolutely. And that sounds so fun. I love the acronym. I haven't used the team acronym. I have used the math acronym like you mentioned before, but I haven't used the team one. I think that's really fun. And I'm also, as you were talking, I was thinking you could use this not only for test prep. I mean, you can use that throughout the year for, any skill. Skill-based work. I think that that's really, really fun. So, what did a typical review day look like with these teamwork stations?
So I started with a quick review lesson, about 15 to 20 minutes. Like I said earlier, we weren't doing a full-on review. These are just quick review lessons. And then my students had a little test prep workbook that came with our math series. So they would do 2 pages out of their test prep workbook that aligned with my lesson. We called that like our must-do activity. So if my whole group lesson was on area and perimeter and long division, they would complete those pages in their workbook over that. And then when they finished the workbook pages, they went on to their teamwork activity board. So it was like a first do, then do setup. For the teamwork stations, like I said earlier, they were assigned to one station per day, and then they would rotate to a new letter or a new station every single day. So If they were at the electronic stations on Monday, they had four sets of boom cards to work on. If they were at the at your seat station on Tuesday, they had four worksheets to work on. And again, they tried to get as much done as they could because they would earn points after they got every activity finished. And I'll talk about that later, how I graded those. And remember, they only rotated for 3 days. So day one through three, they worked on those letters. And then day four was a makeup day. And then day five was our glow day.
Awesome. So did anyone ever finish everything on your activity board?
Oh, you always have those early finishers. Yeah, there were a few who did. And in that case, I had my normal early finisher activities as options, but they could also help others finish. If someone needed a partner for a Math with a Partner game, they could do that. They could help me check answers. They could just help. Some of them, at that point in the year, they have done so many early finisher activities already. Some of them just wanted to help, and I was not about to turn that down.
Absolutely. I love that too. So it sounds like your students were working through the teamwork stations either independently or with a partner. So what were you doing during that time?
That's a great question. You know, my original plan was to pull small groups during this time, but I found that they really needed my help since they were reviewing so many different skills. So instead, I made myself available, and I was constantly moving around the room and checking in with them. This also gave me time to do their teacher check if I saw them working hard and staying on task. And it also helped me manage behaviors or social issues that came up, because we know at the end of the year, that's like a daily thing that happens, especially when you're working with a partner and you're working around the room and have flexibility, you're going to have those things come up. So I found it more beneficial to make myself available to help with those things. As I said before, my small group review I was able to do during science and RTI. But, you know, I know not every teacher has that flexibility. So you can make the tea in the teamwork. You can make your teacher station when they come to you. You can still give them that check mark for being on task and giving forth effort. That was kind of my original plan. But just keep in mind, if you do that, you'll be less available to help others who are working on their own. So just something to consider.
Absolutely. So did you group students in a specific way for these stations?
Oh, absolutely. I made sure there was a mix of abilities in each group because, you know, if you have all your strugglers in one group, that's tough. That's tough to work with them. That's tough. They may not be able to help each other if they're working on these really difficult skills. So I made sure to put, you know, a little bit of everybody in each group. And also, I made sure to separate behaviors and think about who's going to work well together, because they are in these same groups for 3 days. And, you know, if there's nine people in their group or eight people in their group, they have to partner up with those people for 3 days, or, you know, whenever it is their partner day, they have to choose from those eight people. So make sure they work well together and you've got a mix of abilities in there.
Absolutely. I think that's great advice for any time that you're, you know, grouping students together. So did you grade these choice boards? And if not, how did you hold them accountable for their work?
Yes and no. Like I said, they earned check marks for each activity that they did. And we added those up and gave them PBIS points. That's what our school did. And they also had to earn the Glow Day games. That was not a given that they would be able to participate. I didn't give them a required amount on their choice board because I just feel like sometimes giving it a number, like you have to get eight activities done. Well, eight for someone might be four for someone else. And what if somebody's pulled out to work with a math coach or someone's absent? So I really just used my discretion if they were doing their personal best. I will tell you though, the good news is I never had a student not earn the Glow Day games. It really does become a motivator for them. And it's such a fun way to celebrate that they kind of had their eye on the prize all week. So it worked.
That is awesome. I'm excited to hear more about that. So how did they earn the check marks? Did they check the boxes or did you check the boxes?
So I did something a little bit different than I normally did. I ended up making the check marks. Typically on a choice board, they would just check it off when they finished it. But for this, I wanted to make sure that they were practicing with accuracy and also learning from their mistakes. So they only earned a check mark if they completed the activity with accuracy. And so I did grade them. But I was able to do this all during the class period because remember, I didn't have a small group, so I was able to walk around and help check. And again, that's another reason I decided in the end not to pull groups so I could help with this. So how I checked it was when they finished an activity, they would put a circle around the check mark box and they would bring it to me. And that way I knew which worksheet or which activity they had finished. And I had a set of answer keys with me. If they had a circle around the box for area and perimeter worksheet, I knew that I needed to grade that. And these were, you know, they're 4 to 5 questions, so they're not very lengthy. So it was pretty quick to check it. And I also had TAs in my room at all times. And so I gave them an extra set of answer keys and they could help check. So I gave them a check if they either, of course, got them all right, or I allowed one miss. If they missed more than one, then I wrote how many they missed. Like I would put -3 or -2 and I gave it back to them. So they had to go back to that question, look at it, fix it. And I would help them too if they needed it. And then once they returned it and it was correct, I gave them a check. And at the end of the day, if there was something I didn't get checked, they just put it in my turn-in tray and I would grade it after school. But I mean, rarely, maybe 3 or 4 I couldn't get to if they had just finished something at the end of class. But for the most part, I was able to get it in during the day.
I love how you managed your time there, being able to check them and the way that you had them circle the box and bring it to you. It just sounds so organized in the way you managed that. So I love that. But what about boom cards? So how did you check those?
Yeah, that's a little different because they're digital, but I made it a little bit easier. I just had them write their final score on their paper. And if they, I think I allowed 75%. There's a lot more questions on a set of boom cards, so I let them miss a little bit more. So if they had scored a 75% above, I gave them the check. And if not, they didn't earn the check and I didn't make them redo those. It's just that one takes a long time to get through. And I do like that they're learning as they go, you know, they're self-correcting. So I was a little bit more lenient on the boom cards.
Okay. So this sounds like such a fun and effective way to prepare for state testing. Is there anything else that you want teachers to know?
Absolutely. Yes. If you are a fourth grade teacher and you are interested in this, I have this entire set with all the printable and digital activities included in my TPT store. So you get 4 days of review PowerPoint lessons already made for you. There are 4 sets of review boom cards that are already ready for you. There are 4 at your seat worksheets, 4 partner math worksheets, and there's also an editable spreadsheet that you can type your names into for groups, and the editable teamwork station checklist that's available in the show notes. That's also included if you want to make changes. And there's even a set of test prep posters that comes with this. So it's an all-inclusive thing. It is perfect for fourth grade teachers. I've done all the work for you. And again, that's in my TPT store, and that'll also be in the show notes.
Oh my goodness, that sounds amazing. So do you have plans to create this kit for third grade, fifth grade?
As of now, I don't, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me for some of my popular resources, like, do you make this in third grade and do you make this in fifth grade? I would have to collaborate with some teachers to see, you know, maybe that's you, Dana.
Maybe.
You know, because, you know, it's been a hot minute since I taught fifth grade. So I'm not real sure, like, what would those topics that fifth grade teachers need to review? And if so, like, I could definitely do that for you.
Absolutely.
So yeah. maybe it's in the future. You know, my TPT store is mainly fourth grade, but I have been branching out a little bit to fifth grade and third grade. So maybe in the future.
Awesome. That sounds great. So go ahead and tell my audience where they can find you if they want to connect with you.
Well, awesome. Well, my TPT store is Kretzi Creations. That's KREJCI Creations. My Instagram, did you know there's another Kretzi Creations on Instagram? Some artists
out
there.
No, there's not. No way.
Yes.
What?
So I had to put an underscore. So Kretzi _ Creations. That's actually where I also do all of my podcast. I just kind of put it all in one place. So if you want to keep up with the podcast, you'll also find me on Instagram at Kretzi Creations. And then I have a fourth grade math Facebook group, and it's mainly focused on lesson planning. So once a week we post ideas for, you know, whole group, small group, just, you know, manipulatives to use. And that will also be linked in the show notes. It's got a really long name, so we'll just put it in the show notes if you want to join that. If anyone is interested in more information about test prep, my whole month of March is dedicated to test prep. So I've got an episode on the test-taking strategies that I taught my students. I have an episode on kind of what we talked about today, but maybe in a little more detail about, you know, what are those do's and don'ts that I told my students? What are the what if questions that we answered? And then also what to do after testing. You know, you've done all the testing. What should you do the days after? And then I also give more information on Glow Day. So if you want more information, definitely listen to those episodes on Elementary Math Chat.
I love that. I will definitely be going and checking that out, even though I'm not in the classroom. So we'll definitely link that in the show notes. Anna Marie, thank you so, so much for being here. I appreciate you, and I have enjoyed speaking with you today about test prep. And I know that my listeners are going to get so much out of this conversation. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.